Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzin' with you today with Gerald Callahan. We're talking about feedback from the second annual Cattlemen's Congress with Gerald in just a moment. Hey cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, March 10th, broadcast live from Superior Livestock's Auction Studio in Texas on SLA TV, Dish Channel 997, and SuperiorClickToBid.com. Start time 8 a.m. Central Time with 23,070 head, 6,200 feeder steers, 3,600 feeder heifers, 7,800 weaned calves, and more. If you want more details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117.
At Helena, we know healthy soil produces healthy plants. That's why we created Zypro with VersaShield formulation technology. Zypro's stabilized enzymes cause a consistent chemical reaction in the soil for up to 60 days, giving plants stronger roots, more nutrient uptake, and better stress tolerance. Contact your local ag retailer or Helena representative to find out how Zypro can improve soil health and yield potential. Always read and follow label instructions and check registration status before use.
Chairman of the Board of Directors for Cattlemen's Congress, Gerald Callahan, with us today as we review the feedback that he's received from the second annual Cattlemen's Congress that happened at the start of 2022.
Yeah, I think it met with overwhelming success. I think the exhibitors were very, very pleased. Oklahoma City has been very welcoming. We've tried to make that a cattle show for cattle people, and we try to treat the exhibitors friendly. We don't charge admittance. We don't charge for parking. And so, you know, as compared to other shows, it's been very easy, been very user-friendly. Had a big crowd. We actually had a few less entries this year, but we had 400 head more that actually showed this year than last year. That is what they told me anyway in terms of numbers. Trade show was sold out. The cattle sales were all up from last year. I think as time goes on, we'll get more and more commercial men coming in, looking at the genetics. I feel really good about where it's at and how it's transpired to only be 2 years old, and we've already had a board meeting and already starting to make plans to hopefully make it better next year.
I guess that one of those things I've heard quite a bit is the desire to bring commercial folks, the general cattle industry folks from this region, not just Oklahoma, but our surrounding states as well in.
Yeah, we're going to work hard on that. We're going to try to gear more things that would be of interest to commercial cattlemen. I think you'll see us add a bred heifer, commercial bred heifer sale to it as well. We're working with the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association and others, the Oklahoma Beef Council, to try to get more interest from the commercial industry, more educational programs, and we're exploring all those different items to see what we can do to make it more beneficial to the cattle industry in this state and the surrounding states.
And, you know, when you think about the type of animals, the quality of stock that come into this show from multiple states, over 40 states, I think, plus this year, a unique opportunity for any cattle producer to drive a few hours and come in and take it all in.
Yeah, there was cattle from 40 states, and people try to bring their best. And so it is an opportunity for those people that live close by to really see a good cross-section of the purebred cattle from whatever breed they're interested in from across the United States. See some of the really top-end ones. I think there was approximately 20 different auctions that were affiliated with the Cattlemen's Congress. And so there's an opportunity to purchase genetics, semen, embryo, bulls. There's a lot of opportunity for the commercial cattleman to go out and look around to see what all is available and if they so desire to purchase something to add to their herd.
You feel good about, obviously you talked about that third Cattlemen's Congress January of next year. You feel good about our spot within this whole, lineup of major shows around the country?
Yeah, I feel good about it. The breed associations will be in the process of meeting and selecting their national shows. But, the exhibitors, they vote with their entries in their pocketbook. And the exhibitors voted pretty heavily to come to Oklahoma City. And I'm sure we don't, you know, we hope all the shows succeed. We're wishing well for all of them. But we're going to do our best, and the things that we can control, we got to improve the electricity in the barns, and we're working with the state fair to do that, and we've got assurances that it will be better next year. We've had great support from the governor, the secretary of ag, the lieutenant governor to make this show really good. The people of Oklahoma City at the restaurants and the motels have been very welcoming to the crowd. We've had several people tell us that this is the most important revenue event for those people during the year because the Cattlemen's Congress is held at a time that's typically a slow business time for that. And so it's been also a boon for the Oklahoma City economy. And so we've had great support there. We just want the things that we can control to make it a great venue, to make it a win-win for the people of Oklahoma City and also the people that come to exhibit the cattle. That's what we're attempting to do, and we're going to do the best job we can on that.
Gerald Callahan on Cattlemen's Congress. Late word from the Angus Association, by the way, is they plan to have a super ROV show again 2023 at Cattlemen's Congress in Oklahoma City. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. If you're looking for some great limousine genetics, take a look at the Coyote Hills Ranch Bull Sale coming up Saturday, March 12th, 1 p.m. at the ranch in Chattanooga, Oklahoma. They'll be offering 90 LimFlex bulls. You can attend the sale in person, or you can watch and participate with dvauctions.tv. The sale catalog is available on the Coyote Hills website, coyotehillsok.com. Coyote Hills Ranch Bull Sale, Saturday, March 12th, 1 p.m., Chattanooga, Oklahoma. And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes.